בשולחן אורך, סימן תוף ריש פייחס, פסקנס דהלוכה, כרוכים המוקופים חוימו ממויס ישוע בן נון, אפילו אינו מוקופים עכשיו קוירים בתסבוב. אז דהלוכס, כרוכים המוקופים חוימו ממויס ישוע בן נון, די ריד המגילה בתסבוב. אבל היורס, כפורים והיורס גדולס וכרוכים שאינו מקופס חום ומייס ישוע בן נון, קוירים ביהודה. זה נטוע לוחס. כרוכים שמקופים חום ומייס ישוע בן נון, קוירים בתסבוב. אבל משאינו מקופס חום וקיים, כרוכים שאינו מקופים חום וקוירים ביהודה. And this year, יהודה is יום שלישי, and תסבוב is יום רביעי. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, why? Why are we in Yerushalayim? And Krochim HaMukofim Chayim HaMimais Yeshua Ben Nun, we'll be reading the Megillah B'Tisvav. Kibizman Mordechai Ve'Esther B'Shushan Abiro, all the places, Nikalu HaYehudim Ve'Amid Al Nafshom Ve'Yud Gimel. Ve'Noyach B'Yudalet. Yud Gimel, they had a fight. And B'Yudalet, they're Noyach. So they made it Yomishta V'Simcha. B'shushan Abiro, Esther asked for one more extra day, and Vashi asked for one more extra day, so they gave her another extra day. So it was a milchama not only in Yud Gimel, also in Yud Dalet. So there were noyach b'Yud Dalet. There were noyach b'Tisvav. So while b'zman Mordechai v'Esther, it was divided into two different groups. Some people rested b'Yud Dalet, and some group of Klal Yisrael rested in Tisvav. So the doyres that were kivei apurim that we will have two different days. So be'etzem the takona had to be only in shushan abiro. Couldn't make only shushan abiro. So they really had to do kol mokim shemukaf choymo azevi b'zman shushan abiro. But b'zman shushan abiro Yerushalayim was chareva, and they didn't want Yerushalayim to be less. So they were kivei kol mokim shemukaf choymo mimayis Yeshua ben Nun. Even that Shushan was not Mukaf Chayim Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. So the halacha is like this. Kol Mokim Shemukaf Chayim Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun Yedu B'Tesvav. Chutz. From Shushan, if you go to Shushan, this year you could go already, Baruch Hashem. So if you go to Shushan, so in Shushan Abir Otake, you do Purim and Tesvav, even that it's not Mukaf Chayim Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. Now, as another halacha, that this year's Baruch Hashem, the main shiur will not be on this halacha because it's not somewhere negiah, because most of the rabbonim already agreed. The halacha is Yerushalayim means the old city. This is Mukaf Chayma Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. Not this Chayma. This Chayma was built a bit much later. But Yerushalayim, what we call the old city, was Mukaf Chayma Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. So be'etzem, all the other parts of Yerushalayim would not be have to be reading in Tesvav. All the other parts of Yerushalayim will have to read in Yudalet. No, the halacha, kol asomuch v'nira lemukaf, also reads b'tesvav. Now, lemaise, somuch is betoich mil. Even if it later carries on, but it's betoich mil. The Chazanish says if it's mechubor, it's like somuch. It's even not medin somuch, it's medin oisoir. Then as nira. The problem was when they started to build Yerushalayim, I mean when I moved to Har Nof, was Ramesh Shmuel Shapira lived in Har Nof. He feared Purim Yudalet. Was the whole Kanfin Shorim was not built. Now they have all different offices. And not only that, people didn't sleep there by night, it's offices. So Ramesh Shmuel Shapira, we had a Purim by Yudalet. Even in Eitz Chaim, not the, what we call the Shivas Eitz Chaim, when you go into the Knisa La'ir, now they built a very nice bridge there, across the bridge is three buildings that the government didn't manage to knock down. You see, these people don't want to sell it to the government. There's three buildings, the whole city is becoming a new city. There's three old buildings. It's called Shchunas Eitz Chaim O'atiko. There till today they read B'Yudalet. Because Reb Sazama told them to read B'Yudalet. They have a shul, these three buildings, and if you go to B'Yudalet, there's a minyan Lel Purim with a brocha. They're not far away from Yerushalayim. But this really became, then they built Ramot. Till today, Choshev people in Ramot do Purim B'Yudalet. Don't go into the names. There's argument, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashi were against it. The Shai Falois is going to do. Lemaise, with the years, was accepted after they built a special Eruv. Ramot is inside the Eruv. So Lemaise, the Rabbonim, and also Rav Shlomo Zalman says, because they pay tax, and the Arnuna and all these things go to Yerushalayim, to the city. So Lemaise, the Psak was that all these neighbors have a Halach of Yerushalayim. But Telstot already doesn't have a Halach of Yerushalayim. Neve Yaakov also, already a lot of people in Neve Yaakov do Purim and Yudalet and not in Tezvav. But most of the neighborhoods do in Tezvav. So Bemele, and it was years that this was the rev. Every neighborhood, when to do, what day to do. With Mamash buildings, one building had Purim one day, the other Purim had a different day. Was Yitutzach Purim. Now, this is one halacha that Yerushalayim, at least we know klar, is the Ira Mukefes Choymo in Moshe Yeshua Benun. Then is another halacha, Ayoris Amesupokois. Lemoshul is a city, I don't know if you know that, Tel Aviv Yafo. So Tel Aviv Yafo is two cities together. Tel Aviv is a place that Yishev Bochim don't go. And then is Yafo. It's the old city of Tel Aviv. Yafo is called Irshi Mesupok Choymo. Sofek Mukefes Choyma Mimois Yeshua Benun. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Siman Tov Reish Pichesi Yif Dalet Koirim Beyudalet Ubetezvov. And they only make a broche Beyudalet. But they read the Megillah Sai Beyudalet Sai Betezvov. Now just stand that you will know that Yizayin Shkan Amiratzim Chazanish Besoif Yomov Paskin. What would be Yafo we know is Sofek Mukef Choyma Mimois Yeshua Benun. So if you live in Yafo, most people are Arabs there, but if you live in Yafo, you have to read B'Yudalet and B'Tezvav, make a bracha B'Yudalet. What would be if you somuch v'nir l'mokim ha-mesupak? So the Birkei Yosef says, Dailer l'mokim ha-mesupak, but it's nishtokin din somuch l'mokim ha-mesupak. Chazanish b'soif yomov changes mind. This is the reason Reb Chaim Kanievsky does 2 days Purim. B'Yudalet and B'Tezvav, he reads the Megillah and Lederman, the same thing. Povalsky and all the other Tamil Chachomim, the Stipler, Chatzkim Retler, all of them read in the Neibrak. You go to Kohel Chazanish. Again, I want to tell you later, you'll see that the Bochum that I plan to come back to Yerushalayim, not to go to Kohel Chazanish to listen, because that is a Megillah of a Mesupik. And if you come to Yerushalayim, could be you'll have another Purim in Tezvav, if you do it Ka'aloche. So, Mele, don't be Yoitza with their Megillah. But they read the Megillah Belel Tezvav, and Tezvav Bayoim. And the Makpid and another Purim, Al Pidach Hazanish Besof Yomov, that Val Yafo is Sofik Mesuk Mekuvis Choymo, and Bnei Brak is, everyone knows, it's built straight from Tel Aviv till Bnei Brak, Ramat Gan, it's one big city. So this is Sofik Mekuvis Choymo, the Maisa, the Birkei Yosef said, has no din Somuch Le Sofik Mekuvis Choymo. Frank the Mishnah Melech HaKash. Why we read the Megillah B'Yudalet V'Tezvav? And B'Yudalet will make the Broche. Zog the Ran. Be'etzem, we'll have to be mevatel the Megillah. Why? Besofek, me'ira mesupekes. Because sofek the Rabbona lekula. Zog the Ran, so we make a broch on the first day, this is the Iker. And besofek, we read another time in the second day. Zog the Mishnah Lemelech, arba koises, we drink arba koises. Why? Be'etzem was only a chiyuv of 2 koises. Was the Shaila went to do the 2 koises. So misafek, we drink arba koises. Zog the Gemara, why? Safek the Rabbana lekule. Zog the Gemara, we safek the Rabbana lekule, in the end, you will not do bichlal. Frek the Mishle Melech, so why in Ira misupekes mukev chayma mimeis Yeshua benun, we say safek the Rabbana lekule, we make the brocha in the first one, and we don't make the brocha in the second one. And arba koises, we make the brochas in all of the 4. And here we say, Safak the Rabbana Likule, and we eat in the first Megillah, Be'ikar Adin, and we just read the second one without a Baruchim. Zog the Mishnah Melech, the Yesoi, Dr. Hazai. If a Chazak, the Safak of Arba Koises was a Safak Be'ikar Ha'alochim from Arba Koises. So if you say Safak the Rabbana Likule, and you will pass him only to drink the first 2, so then if the real Halochim is the second 2 Koises, Nisbat lo Amitzvah lo Oilom. But in Megillah, will be people that will read Tezvav. Will be people that will read Yudalet. So Chazal Misafik, they could tell you, Orim HaMesupokis, read in Yudalet, Bebrochen, Tezvav, and Abba Brochen. Now we're going Be'etzem to these halachas. That Be'etzem, to a lot of people, it's only the first time that it be zeicha to be Bnei Krochim, Bnei Prozim. Now, you could have thought that a Zevi you keep 2 days Yontef because you're coming from America. So while in America, Purim is B'Yudalet. And all of the halachas, you hold yourself, you're American. And you keep 2 days Yontef. So Purim also, you will not do Tesvot, you'll do Yudalet. And the same difficult, if someone from Yerushalayim goes to Bnei Brak, he would keep Purim, Tesvot. As if every halachas, calls man, you didn't change. Ligabi Purim is a halacha anders. We see in a second the Gemara. There's a Gemara that is called Poruz ben Yoimoi Have Poruz. And I want, before I start to read this halachas, I want to read the Lashon of the Biur Halacha. Se'iv ze rabu pe'roisov me'oid. It's the only place the Chofetz Chaim says it in the whole Mishneh Berurah. Hetakte Mishneh Berurah rak shitas Rashi, she'iskimo leo harbe rishoinim. Gam ze bekitzur nimrotz. Mikol mokim lemaisa ni mevakesh me'akoyre she'lo yismoich olay. Don't trust me, zakt Mishneh Berurah. Le'inyan al-inyan broche. Ayin per megodim, ayin b'shiktik boirim, b'biur agro. Don't rely on me. Why do I not rely on the Chofetz Chaim, says the Mishneh Berurah? These halachas, Be'etzem, that we're going to learn now, really never applied in Klal Yisrael till 70 years ago. There was no Musik B'chlal, Orim, and Chofetz Chaim. We don't have these cities. And we didn't have people that, you know, they go Monday night to Bnei Brak, they dance and they drink, and they come to dance and drink again by us. Mishgiven as a Musik. Today, that ever we moved back to Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, and traffic became very easy, and you could become poruz and koruch in the same day. You could go 10 times back and forth. The mele these halachas started, and there's no mesorah to these halachas. So these halachas, the rabbonim had to build out of nowhere, and there's so much halachas, so much halachas. So I want b'ktzoro, I'll make them. If a bocher wants to have 2 Purim, we'll see later if you could have 2 Purim. Could be there's no musik to have 2 Purim. Yeah? A person cannot have 2 Purim. There's 1 day Purim a year. Bnei HaProzim have it B'Yudalet, Bnei HaKrochim have it B'Tezvav. You can't dance on both chasanas. Kipshuto, yeah? You can't. Olo you Bnei Yudalet, Olo you Bnei Tezvav. Nishto HaZazach. If 2 Purim. And we'll see later if I count. What it be was Apikoyos there in Eretz Yisrael. Apikoyos. He was keeping Teirah Mitzvahs, but he had a cup of Apikoyos. And he didn't want to keep Purim. He didn't hold it. You could dance after the Holocaust. So he would go to Svov, Yudalet, he was in Yerushalayim. And to Svov, he went to Bnei Brak. I guess he doesn't have Purim at all. Oh, Stan, some Bachim are depressed. They don't want to have a Purim. Yeah? But they don't have time. You know, they didn't finish the Masechta yet. For different reasons, yeah? So the Shaila is 2 Zachen. If you could be modern and have 2 Purim, there's also some people, you know, not enough of them 1 Purim. Yeah, the Mamash Oved Es Hashem, Kimlo, the Mamash know how to keep Purim. They want to do it twice, yeah? They finish Ksuvas twice. Same? So this is the Shaila Bichlal. It exists or it doesn't exist? So maybe first we'll go to the Protim. Then I will say what is the best way if a person wants to have 2 Purims, how he could have it. What would be if a person has? Let me again say, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yutes is a Mishnah. Ben Ir Sheholach LeKrach. Ben Ir means the Yudalet person that he went to Krach, to the city, to Mukav Choyma. Uben Krach Sheholach LeIr. Im Osid Lachzoir LiMekoymoi Koyre KiMekoymoi. V'im Lav Koyre Imoi. If he's planning to come back to his city, he goes like his city, and if he's planning to stay, he reads like the place that he is. When you see the Gemara, you really think that the Gemara means Kipshutai. If you move to the city, out of Yerushalayim, you meet to be a poruz, you left Yerushalayim, you become, then you want to move away from Yerushalayim, you become like a person we call it a Bnei Brak, and if you want to move into Yerushalayim, you get a Aloch of Yerushalayim. Aber Rove Zakhnei, the Gemara is talking about a person that lives in Yerushalayim and he goes to Bnei Brak. So the Gemara says if he wants to stay in Bnei Brak, he has to read B'Yudalet. that the Gemara says if daito lachzor, so then it doesn't read biyudalit. She daito lachzor belei yudalit. Aval im oimed liyishor shom ad aboiker, zot Rashi koy reimoy. If a person lives in Yerushalayim and he went Monday night to Bnei Brak and he's planning to come back in the middle of the night, so then he doesn't read biyom shlishi in Bnei Brak. He would read biyom revi in Yerushalayim. But if he plans to stay in Bnei Brak biyom shlishi in the morning. Why? Poruz leyoimoy shmei poruz. Dichsiv, alkin ha-Yehudim ha-prozim, ha-gorim be-orei ha-prozis. So Rovez medayik didiyuk. Alkin ha-Yehudim ha-prozim, ha-gorim be-orei ha-prozis. What is Yehudim ha-prozim, ha-gorim be-orei ha-prozis? Even poruz leyoim, shmei poruz. I live in Yerushalayim. Now we're Nemtzachon that we call a living in Yerushalayim. Even the people that live in America, the Bochim, but now that they hear, I'm saying, the Bochim that every day go out of Yerushalayim are not called. I'm saying, Mishkin Bochim. Yeah, about the Bochim that live in Yerushalayim, we will call them to be a lot of Alochis Nafkimine. I'm going like Rishon Zalman, the Chazanish, and Tzachon, that the American Bochim, only the American Bochim that are living in Yerushalayim, not that all of his Alochis, boys that live in Beit Shemesh, have different Alochis, what we'll say tonight. But the boys that live in Yerushalayim, and they go to Bnei Brak, Zot Nigmore, if Daitom Lachzor from Bnei Brak, in the middle of the night, they leave Monday, and they go to Bnei Brak, they want Lamazogun to get Brachas from Chaim Kanievsky, and then to come back in the middle of the night, so they don't have to read Megillah B'Yudalet. But if they're planning to stay in Bnei Brak till after morning, to after the light, to the Zricha, so then they have to read Megillah and Yudalet. Why? Poruz Leyoimoy Shmei Poruz. Rashi learns what his kriveya is the metzias. If he went, it was in Yudalet, and Yudalet in the morning, he has to read in Yudalet. Now he's coming back before the shaila if he could come back or not. A person from Bnei Brak, if he comes to Yerushalayim Yom Shlishi by night and he's planning to go back, he's not chayav at this vav. But if he's planning to be here Yom Revi in the morning, Purim goes lefi the morning. So lefi Rashi means when morning starts. And Yom Shlishi, if you're in Bnei Brak, you have a Yudalet Di Kippurim. If the morning starts in Yerushalayim Wednesday, and you hear Yom Revi in the morning, so you have Purim here. And as they pass in Shulchan Aruch, Mishne Brura Chazanish. This is the Glatis Shita. Chofetz Chaim, was in Ishtar Maskin. But this is the Chofetz Chaim Shita. The Rosh holds, nay. Beyom Yudalet, where you are. Yom Shlishi. You're in Yerushalayim, you're Tezvav. Even if Tezvav, you go out of Yerushalayim. The day of Purim is Yudalet Be'odo, and then they give you a tag. You're a krach, read Tezvav. You're ir, and the opposite. If you went to Bnei Brak, Zog Derosh, you come back to Yerushalayim, doesn't help. You will not have to Purim. And because of that, and another more reasons we'll see, that Be'ezus Hashem, after we go into the Shir, we go to the Protim. Bochrim went to Bnei Brak. Every year I yell on it again. They went to Bnei Brak. They went to all the Gdolim. They had a whole Purim. They come back to Yeshiva by night. Now, is someone here in Yeshiva that didn't hear the Megillah yet? Don't be yoitze from these boys that are coming back from Bnei Brak. Because the Fidei Rosh, they will never have Purim at this world. What they're doing is Hoilelus, not Purim, yeah? Toi Mishta Tomi. Oh, but it's not Purim for them the second day. It's not Purim for them. So the Iker Adin will pass like the Mishnah Berurah that while they hear Tezvav in the morning, they will have a second Purim. But while the Rosh holds that they don't have a Purim, the Rosh holds that they don't have a Purim, so lefi the Rosh, if you be Yoitza with them, Alamosha, don't give them Mishlach Manas. Because we know Mishlach Manas you have to give to someone that is chayav like you. So it's kedai, better for you to give the Mishlach Manas to people that didn't go to Bnei Brak. The people that went to Bnei Brak could give each other. Yeah. But they're not, it's the same groups. Yeah, some Simach Mishtois. But I'm saying again, the Iker Adin, they could be Mischaev if they come here, because we don't pass it like the Rosh. Now, Lefi Rashi, he has to be in Bnei Brak at the beginning of Yudalet, and he has to be here and Yerushalayim in the beginning of Tezvav. The Rif has a bigger chidush, and again, I will say later the Pirte Alochas. I just want the Shittas to be close before we start to swim in the Alochas. The Rosh, the Rif has a very big Chiddush. And again, it's going to get to hundreds of Bochim. The Bochim have a group, they're going to Bnei Brak. Decided, it's Bochim, Baruch Hashem, he learned very good this man. Monday night, they hire a car, he's going to Bnei Brak. They start to drive, they come to Bnei Brak. Go, Mishnah, that's not doing. All the press, you know, they had a fight, he turns back, he goes back to Yerushalayim. Zog the Rif too late. You are in Bnei Brak and you are planning to stay in Bnei Brak, Chal on you, you dalit. Even if you decide in the middle of the night to come back to Yerushalayim, Lefir Rashi Mapitom, slowly in the morning. I didn't reach it to the morning there, so I could run away. Masha'egi Lefir the Rif, and Lehefech. What if a Bocher was planning to come back? But a lot of times, you know, you plan to come back, you drink, and you wake up, it's morning. You went to Bnei Brak for 2 hours. Yeah? And you find yourself poor in the morning in Bnei Brak. Lefi Rashi, Yichayev. And Lemafreh, if you didn't hear the Megillah, you were Ibrahisu. Lefi the Rif. Why, when I went to Bnei Brak, I was not planning to stay at Bnei Brak? No. But this shit is, I want Be'etzem now to go with the Iker Shita that we're going is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is, it's totally, if I'm in the Yom Revi in the morning in Bnei Brak, Chayev. Yom Shlishi in Bnei Brak, Chayev. Yom Revi in the morning in Yerushalayim, Chayev in Yerushalayim. Zog de Chazanish, it's not enough to be Yom Shlishi in the morning in Bnei Brak. You have to be in the beginning of the night in Bnei Brak. With intention to stay there the whole night. And you have to be in the beginning of the night if Yom Revi in Yerushalayim to be Mischayev in Yerushalayim. So this is Be'etzem, the first two shittas that we'll have to know. The Mishneh Brura's shita, that it's called Ikara Aloche, that it's enough if I'm going to Bnei Brak. I want to eat here after the fast, to break the fast, and then to go down. Lefi the Mishneh Brura, it's okay. But I arrived there before the morning, so I read the Megillah by night, and then I have a Purim there, and then I come back here. Lefi the Chazanish, it's not enough. If you're in Yerushalayim, Yom Sheni by night, Memotze Atainis, even if you get to Bnei Brak, no Purim. While in the beginning of the night, you are not there, Memeli you're not Mischayim. While in the beginning of the night, you are not there, you're not Mischayim. We'll speak about it in a second when we go to the Aloha Lemaise. Cool. This is about, I just wanted to make it very clear. Mishneh Brura is totally, I was there in the morning, I was not there in the morning. Lefi the Chazanish, I have to be there also in the beginning of the night. And I have to be in Yerushalayim also at the beginning of the night. This is one Indian. The second Indian is to know is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perek Beis de Megillah Aloha Gimel. Ben Ir She'okar dirosoi belel tesvov. Chayev kan vekan. Ben krach she'okar dirosoi leil tesvov. Potur kan vekan. Again. Ben ir she'okar dirosoi belel tesvov. Chayev kan vekan. Ben krach she'okar dirosoi belel tesvov. Potur kan vekan. If we read the words of the Yerushalmi, the words of the Yerushalmi is the following words. Ben Ir, that moved away from the city into the Krach, Belel Tezvov, Chayev Bekan Bebekan. A Bochum went to Bnei Brak. A Bnei Brak person that decided to move to Yerushalayim is Chayev Bekan Bebekan. Ben Yerushalayim, that moved out of Yerushalayim, Belel Tezvov, Potur Bekan Bebekan. It's three pshotim in the Rishonim. And listen very carefully, because this will be Nogea Asur Lemaisa. The first pshat is, Ben Ir, till now we spoke, not of a person that is trying really to do two Purims. I spoke in the same Bochim. But we said that the Aloche was, a person is going to Bnei Brak, if he got there before the night, he keeps Purim Yudalot. Kevonish Gicholim, if I'm a Shuganer, that will go back to Yerushalayim to have 2 days. Hanafakel, someone decides to move from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, if he comes to Yerushalayim in the morning, before the morning, he's Chayev in 2 days. The Yerushalmi is like a person that kept Purim Belel Yudalit. He was in the city and he kept the fully Purim. And now he decided to move to the city, to the Ir, to the Krach. Okar dirosin le Krach, Chayev Bekan ve Bekan. He has two Purims. Zog the first shit in the Yerushalmi, what does Okar means? He has to move his whole house. But if he doesn't move his whole house, he's not moving for good to Yerushalayim, he only could keep Yudalit. Again, if he lives already in Yerushalayim, and he went to Yudalit, so he has Chayav Purim, and then when he goes back to Yerushalayim, he has 2 days. And I will explain myself. A person that lives in Yerushalayim, we'll call ourselves living in Yerushalayim, and we went to Purim to Bnei Brak. So be Yudalit, we'll miss Chayav and Purim. We got there before morning, or before night, Lefi Chazon Ish, we have Purim be Yudalit. We came back home to the yeshiva. We have another day. Because this is our main place. We're the Bnei Krochim. Granted, we have Yudalit. But if you are Ben Yudalit, you're not a Ben Krach, and you kept Yudalit, and now you want to move to Yerushalayim, you're not Chayev 2 days. Only if you Oiker Dirosoy and Gans. And so again, not to the Bochim, but again to the parents. Sometimes the parents come for a couple of days. The Bochim tells he'll schlep him to 2 places. He can't. Well, he's a Ben Yudalit. This is the first shita. The second shita holds, nay, even if he just moved for 1 day to Yerushalayim, it's chayav bekan vebekan. The third shita is replaced at Tzvi Frank. The Yerushalmi says, Okar dirosoi, belel tisvov, chayav bekan vebekan, avadenish. It's no music for Noah to have 2 Purims. As they learn in Pesach Tzvi Frank, La Aloche, you cannot have 2 Purims. And even if you live in Krach, even if a person lives in Yerushalayim, you went to Bnei Brak, it's only 1 Purim. This is the shiur from Pesach Tzvi Frank. Chayev bekan vebekan, person could have 2 Purims. Now that we know that, lo megein kiseder ha'aloches, aloche lemaise. We'll go through the halachas, and I'll mention the shittas, it'll be much leichter. Again, the best eitzah, if a bacher wants to have 2 Purims, lemos ha-shittas that you could, again, we said again, it's 3 shittas maybe that you cannot have 2 Purims. Maybe lefi the Rosh you cannot have 2 Purims, and lefi the Pesach Tzvi Frank you cannot have 2 Purims, and if it is 2 shittas, there's no way to have 2 Purims. But without these shittas, a bacher that wants to have 2 Purims this year, lechol adayas, is to leave Yerushalayim Monday before Shkia, before Tzayis HaKichovim. You don't have to reach Bnei Brak, because when you leave Yerushalayim, after a couple of meters, you already become Bnei Ha'ir. It's really not Mukav Chaim. You don't have to hit the city of Bnei Brak. You have to leave Yerushalayim, a mile out of Yerushalayim, before Shkia, before Tzeis HaKichovim, to be in Bnei Brak the whole night, the morning, to be back in Yerushalayim before Shkia or Tzeis HaKichovim in Yerushalayim. Then you have 2 Purim l'kol ha'dayas. L'katchil l'mamesh. Chutz m'Pesach Tzvi and the Rosh. So again, the Ikar Adin, we pass him like that. A bochur that does that, will be chayev, b'shlach monas, b'tonas devirim, kiras megillah twice. And he will make a bracha twice. The only suffix Rabbi Libor Finkel had, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, if you have to make 2 Shechionus. But I think it's possible, does he? Chuy already made Shechionus.
Why?
Because it's 2 different mitzvahs. It's 1 mitzvah you die, 1 mitzvah to Zvot.
It's not the same Yom Tov.
Okay, so it's very good. So, Mekirtzel HaMaisa, but again, the Poskim never spoke about it because it never happened, these things. But Mikol Bukim, we said, the Machmirim will be Makpid not to be Yoytze by these people, because anyway, Lemaise is a Shita that not. So Avada, Mi'ikar Adin, they could make brochas, they have a word to be Seimach. But you yourself, like a Tchile, not to be Seimach. Mishabu himself says not to be Seimach on himself. So we'll start Lemaisa, Aloch Lemaisa. A person went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. And he had a plan to come back. Aloha Aleph. He went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to 5 hours. The Olam told him, for 5 hours we're going to Bnei Brak. Lemay said, 1 o'clock by night. So again, if he comes back 1 o'clock, he's potur lekol hadayos. He was never there before light of the morning. The morning is the time that is mechayev lekula alma. Even if he's the chazanish, you have to be there in the morning. He managed to get back to Yerushalayim before the morning, he's potur. What would be if he didn't manage? Why he didn't manage? For two reasons. He couldn't find a ride. 1 o'clock, the Olam told him, we're not going back now. Or he drank and he fell asleep and he woke up in the morning. Lemaise, Meikar Adin, his potul mimikro megila, because he never had a das to be there. The Luach Eretz Yisrael from Rav Tukashinsky, Paskins like the Taz, want to go to that shita, that he's chayat. So Bemele, the Olam HaMakbid, but for sure without a bracha. And also, so Nafkimina, if he didn't, why I'm telling you the Bochim? A lot of times the problem, Bochim go, and they're not sure if they will stay in the end or not. So for sure, to hear the Megillah before. But you have to know, sometimes you could hear the Megillah from a guy that is also not sure if he will stay, but he went back and you stayed. Yeah? The one that knows to read is Mumut Tzach, so he also got back. The one that doesn't know to read is the Fashleper, you know, the Fashleper every time he gets stuck. But could be the Fashleper is not Yoitze. Because the guy that had a das to come back already got back. So he was not chayv in the Megillah in that day. So he was not moitzi him. Bochim don't realize. Bochim could dance the ganze the whole year to wait for Purim, and then Purim did not become the halachas. So again, if you're going to Bnei Brak and you have a tzad to get stuck there, the Kuczynski holds that you chayv, so it's kedai to hear the Megillah by night, but again, only with oil that you know that they're in the same level. The best eitzah is, you leave a bit early, you go to Bnei Brak, you go into one of the shuls, you hear the Megillah there, and then Marvshach. If you stay, chot you have the Megillah from after Kuczynski. Or Lama Zogin, not that you change your mind. What if in the middle of the night you decide you want to stay? Then Lefira Mishne Bura, you miss Chayev. Again, you went to Bnei Brak, and that's to come back after 5 hours. So B'tchilas Alaylo, you didn't have a das. Lefira Mishne Bura doesn't make a difference, B'tchilas Alaylo. The time that is Kiveya is the morning. So you went 12 o'clock, the Olam decided to stay, you decide to stay. And the Zogin, even if you don't have a ride, it could be the decide to stay. You could go take a bus, take a hitch, all different ways. No bus. You know what? Maybe it's called that you decided to stay. What makes the decision? You drink, you know you'll fall asleep. It's very hard to know what it's called decided. This is the reason I'm saying, if a bocher is not sure if he will stay or not, it's kedai for sure to hear the Megillah, Beleil Yudalet. And again, the best thing is to go there and to hear it there. Lefila Chazanish, if at the beginning of the night you really didn't plan to stay, so then even if you stayed in the end. Now, this is the Gabi Bnei Brak. Zog the Chazanish, so if you want the Chayev in Bnei Brak, you have to leave Yerushalayim before Nacht. Lefila Mishne Brura, it's enough to leave after Nacht. Before it's morning of Bnei Brak, if you want to be Yoytze Lefila Chazanish, to have the first Purim that is called Yudalet, you have to leave before Nacht. Chazanish said that the boys that live in Bnei Brak, so while they're going home, they could leave even after Nacht. But, we'll see in a second. Now, we have the opposite China. A bocher went to Bnei Brak, Aldas to stay. He came to Bnei Brak, he sees nothing is doing. It doesn't happen so much in Bnei Brak, it happens in Beit Shemesh, in Telstam. Guys go out, they decide to stay somewhere, the guy tells him, come with me to Telstam. After 3 hours, he sees nothing again. He had nothing against Telstam, but I'm saying, nothing again. Now he wants to come back. He wants to come back. L'Rov HaPoiskim is Potur, because he was not there in the morning. The Fidei Chazanish, while in the beginning of the night he had a tzad, Chazanish says that Kubi B'chai Gavme, he will have to have 2 days. So the only eitz is if he left before the night, after night.
You can come back.
Now, what would be the mice of what happens in our cases? Now the Bochner wants to have two pools. So he goes to Bnei Brak, Al Das, but Yitzchak Hasanish even, before the night of Yom Shlishi is already at Bnei Brak, and he's there the whole day. Now he wants to come back to Yeshiva. Lefina Mishne Brure, he doesn't have to be back here, and you have to know, it's mamish a hard thing. Traffic is terrible in Eretz Yisrael, Purim. And if you want to be back for Shkia and Tzeis HaKichovim, you have to leave around 1 o'clock at Bnei Brak. Sometimes in Bnei Brak, it's easier to walk from the travel here in Yerushalayim, when it's somewhat traffic. So, Lemaisa, Lefina Mishne Brure, Seidon. It's not easy to have two Purims. I had a Purim at Bnei Brak. I'll come here a little bit late. Chofetz Chaim is eichen achosh in the sefer. I will have the second Purim. It will be a Chofetz Chaim digi Purim. So b'meile, he comes after Nacht. But again, remember the Gavin the Megillah. If he wants to be yoytze the Chazanish, he has to be here before Nacht. But the Chazanish said is a kula. The people that live in Yerushalayim, while it's their house, they don't have, if they have a das to come back to Yerushalayim, they don't have to be here in the beginning of the night, because Be'etzem is their city. And like I said before, most of the Rabbonim hold that the Yeshiva Bochim, that Mamash live here Ba'ifin Kavua, they have a din of Bnei Yerushalayim. So by them it's enough that they have a das to go back, and they don't have to be here before Nacht. Again, the Machbirim are not Tzoymech and that Tzvore, and the Be'etzit the Chazanish to try to be here back before Nacht. But again, Vav Mishne Brura holds that even if you're not here before Nacht, I'll be here before the morning, you Yoytze. So it's also enough. The Maisa, I remember that Umshlom Zalman Oyabach Alamol would tell the Bochim that came back after Nacht not to make a bracha themselves. He would say not to make a bracha. Why? He said he has three reasons not to make a bracha. First, we have a Pesach Tzvi Frank that you cannot have two Purims. We have the Rosh that you cannot have two Purims. So the Moshe, if you come back before Nacht, it's very good. Because then the Yudalet, you also in the Krach. So you have the Shittas HaRosh. That you have been Krach in Yudalet. Because you're here before. But if not, you lose the Rosh. You lose the Shittas that you cannot have two Purims. And then the Fidach HaZanish, maybe you have to be in the beginning of the night. So it's so much Shittas that you don't have the Purim. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman has said a big chiddush. It's very negiah lemaisa. Listen carefully. A whole group of 20, 50 bachim, 100 bachim went to Bnei Brak, collecting money. Okay, they're coming back a bit later. Same with the Mishne Brura, yeah? They also eat, you know, mehavrin, yeah? Same with the Mishne Brura. That's enough for them. Mishne Brura says they have a pool. Now, they know in Yeshiva it's Lebedik. They want to enjoy the dancing. So they decided in Bnei Brak, anyway, till the bus is coming, they have an hour, they will read the Megillah there, and then they will come. Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach said, Me'ikar Abdin not to do it. Because could be defiled, they're not Bnei Krach. So they're not Chayim the Megillah yet. What if they don't come? They never came to the Krach. So they can't be Chayim al Shema Osit. The same thing. A lot of times, I had every time, today it's called Prima Palace, I remember I would go to yell. They had, opposite Zichron Moshe is a little hotel, it's called Prima Palace. Amol was called Malon Merkaz. So when I was a kid, all the Balabatim, Amerikanish Balabatim, they would go back Purim. Some of them would go back Purim. So they would call Lel Yudalet, you would have in the lobby of the hotel a minion from Mikra Megillah, and then they took a 12 o'clock flight, 7 o'clock in the morning, and Purim, they had a whole day Purim, yeah? I got no one collect my night by them. They gained both ways, yeah? So they read the Megillah in the hotel here. Shlomo Zalman said, could be that's not right. They're not in the Yudalet, they're not in the Tesvav yet. There's no Purim by them now. And this neighborhood is no Purim. When they will leave Yerushalayim, they will get a Purim. I'm saying the same thing for the boys that are planning to go to Bnei Brak. This I see a lot of times. Bochim are planning to go to Bnei Brak. Well, they want, I know, this time again, the Mishne Brura, they could be there before the morning. Up in the Shtiblach, they have a minyan, and they start to read the Megillah. Unless he does, no, we're going to collect for the tat of the Aitza somewhere. Yeah, they found something that they could collect for. Abir, they're not learning for it. Yeah, say it. But we're reading the Megillah. No, we have minyanim. A lot of Mishivas. We have minyanim. And then the Olam go around. But you're not chayv yet in your Dalet. But lemafreya mitlatole bekoyen etzchak. So you can't say that not. But Ravada, the people that want to be machmir, is you only read the Megillah when you get to Bnei Brak. Or in the opposite. In Motzi Purim, when you want to have it as well.
When they're coming back to Yerushalayim, they were in Bnei Brak and come back to Yerushalayim.
When they left, when they came.
They read it that morning. They come back to Yerushalayim and read the Megillah in Yerushalayim.
Because they're in Yechayim. They have a temple already. But even so, Zogim Shimon Zalman, they could say Al-Nisim already in Ma'ariv. You could say Al-Nisim in Ma'ariv. Even though you didn't get the Bnei Brak yet, a lot of times, what's that time? It's a loch of the mice. You plan to go to Bnei Brak. So, Rav Zalman, you can say Al-Nisim. Was a mice, was a yid that came to Eretz Yisrael from the Chutz La'aretz. His plane arrived like this year, Monday night. Took a taxi and zoomed to Yerushalayim. Chazanish said it doesn't help. He's a Ben Yudalit, and he was really chayav in Yudalit. When he wants to get to Yerushalayim, Purim catched him already. So Pashtus, but he didn't stay there till the morning. So the answer we said, if he's not there till the morning, it's for sure not mechayav him. Now, la'aloch le'maise, if a person leaves Motzei Tesvov, Lel Tesvov. This is the same shayla. A person leaves Lel Tesvov to America. So again, Yudalit he didn't have a Purim, and Tesvov he leaves before the morning. So this is the shayla. So a person could skip a Purim, a person cannot skip a Purim. So this is the shayla be'etzim, if it's a chetimtzit to get rid of the Purim or not. So now lemaisa, a person lemaisa has to leave Lel Tesvov. So the best eitzah is for Bochel Lemoshel has to leave Lel Tesvov. So the best eitzah is if he doesn't want to go into Shilas, that before Nacht he goes out to Telstam, and then after Nacht starts he comes back to Shilayim and then he leaves. I mean, the beginning of the time he's not in Tesvov. I just want to finish maybe with one little zach. A shayla that I ask every year is a maisa shehoya. Let's get to the sugis we learned about Hashem. The Isha was going in the street. Isha Sish. So someone wanted a ma'anasir. Isha wanted the ma'anasir. So the halacha is, we learn out, you're allowed to kill him. He wanted the ma'anasir. So someone saw it. We'll say, Lama Zogun, the Isha is Rochel. So Rochel is Isha Sish, he's walking in the street. And Reuven wanted the ma'anasir. You're allowed to kill him. So Shimon saw it. So Shimon took out his gun to shoot Reuven, that he will not manage to me'anis Rochel. Rochel saw it. She couldn't stand that Shimon will kill Reuven. So she took out her gun and she shooted Shimon. So Shimon fell dead and we made a Reuven chapter and Reuven was me'anis. So now it was two shayles. First, if she's allowed to do it, not bilchis rotzicha. Lama zogen de goyim. Shayle. But the Iger Shaila was, Rochel wants to know if she's muteres lebailo asur lebailo. But Rotzen you asur ba'oinus yimuta. She lemaise caused that duch them, Reuven was me'anasu. So she came to us. She came to us. She's muter lebailo asur lebailo. It was a maise shahoyo. Everyone was busy talking about this maise. When I was a kid, everyone spoke about the story. I don't know if you don't remember the story. Don't remember what happened? Remember or don't remember what happened? Don't remember what happened? Well, don't remember what happened? I saw you reading the newspaper that it was said. Try the thing. What was the ma'ase? I'll tell you, I got a parchment of David Povalski on this from the Holy Shiva. I'll tell you the ma'ase. But Esther Amalko, Achashverosh was me'anaser, right? You read the Megillah, right? Esther Amalko, Achashverosh is me'anaser. Esther Achashverosh is me'anaser. Now, before, Kasharavadati Avadati later was a heter. But till then, Esther was Karkaolim, she was Anusa, the Nesiva says she even didn't go into the bedrooms. They had people to move her in the house. Because she's not allowed to move. So Achashverosh was me'anaser. Bixon Viserish decided to kill Achashverosh. Instead of letting them, Esther went, she killed Bixon Viserish, and Achashverosh again was me'anaser. And the Gemara says she's muteras. Only later, when she did it berotzen, kasher avadati avadati. Abba stayed until then, she's muter lebaila. What? One teretz of Tesis, that goes different. When it was with Andra Shittas, that goes not different. Aber da, so man so sind sie im Rossum. Aber wir noch mal, aber man aber der Geist nach Mutter. Aus der Taste only bring a rye from later. Ja, yeah, Taste never bring a rye from Bixen Research. And the Shaila is, what was the Heter of Esther to kill Bixen Research? So the Chutz a rye of Muchachas, that this is called the Oilis. It's a rye of Muchachas. This one, I asked this kasha to Rav David Povalski when I was Ketev Lev HaMelech Bayoim, yeah? And Rav David Povalski told me she's also Levaila. I also told him the story, I didn't tell him the Megillah, I asked him Shaila. Was the whole, you know, I didn't know how much I was, but that, the Holy Shiva came, and I asked Rav David, she's Mutar Levaila or also Levaila? So he said, Asur Levaila. So I said, "Sinisht emes." I'm before she pasuk she's mutar lebayla. So I got a passion for the whole panavich, and he told me to be stanar. So he said, "Du bist nicht, du bist nicht gewendet der Zeit von Bolshevikin. You were never in the old days, you know, Russian." He says, "You know, if they kill the king, they kill the queen also." You think Bixen Vesarish didn't want to kill also Esther? He says, "Every time when they kill, they wipe off the whole family." B'meile, they will kill also Esther. And Targum Sheini state, Vayevakshu Lishloach Yad, B'amelech HaChashverosh U'b'Esther Malkosa. This state in Targum Sheini. I couldn't find it, but I remember I saw it there. But Ador Zogin Nishtaze. Ador Zogin that it's Muta, and they bring up Sarai from Ksuvis, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, Medach Ma'ayin Zay.
Try the wish one says it also. Try the wish one says it also.